91X News.
It's 5 degrees and raining. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. Local fire officials say a carbon monoxide scare last weekend shows just how important it is to have working alarms in your residence. Belleville firefighters were at a group home on Emily Street last Sunday morning after a carbon monoxide alarm went off. Fire officials say the working alarm could be the reason why the 7 people inside the building were evacuated safely. Tyendinega First Nation Chief Donald Miracle will be one of several First Nations people to meet with Prime Minister Stephen Harper tomorrow. Miracle is currently in Ottawa preparing for the meeting. Hundreds of chiefs are registered to participate, either in person or remotely. The meeting is aimed at resetting the relationship between First Nations and the federal government. This gathering is Harper's first meeting with collective First Nation leadership. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Hastings and Prince Edward County are holding their 14th annual trivia challenge this Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. at 413 Wing Trenton on North Murray Street. Money raised will go towards services and programs offered by Big Brothers and Big Sisters. The organization's fund development coordinator, Kira Hurley, says mentors are always needed.
We're always looking for mentors, so if you're a male or a female, you can always get a little. And just do fun activities with them. You don't have to do things that cost a lot of money, but just even going to the park, hanging out, something where they can engage and have fun.
There's still room to join the fun. Call Kara Hurley at 613-962-3666, extension 33, for more information. The Helmets for Kids Coalition has organized a free public skate at the Wally Dever Arena on Friday, February 3rd from 1 to 2:30 p.m. The event will be held in hopes of promoting proper helmet use with children. A limited helmet lending program will be available for kids that do not have a suitable helmet. Christmas break meant many changes for the Loyalist College Fitness Center. Taylor Renkema has the story.
The school spent about $100,000 on renovations, purchasing new equipment, lights, and televisions. Athletic Director Jim Buck says students are reacting well to the changes.
It's been incredibly busy. Now, I think part of it is, you know, New Year's resolution, so we're always, business always picks up this time of year.
Front desk attendant Cody Harton says people are trying to use the facility to avoid spending money at places like Good Life Fitness. Taylor Renkema, 91X News, Belleville.
The uncle of a Canadian woman who was seriously beaten in Mexico has identified her as 37-year-old Sheila Knab of Calgary. Robert Prosser says that Knab was in Mexico on vacation with her husband when the beating happened on Saturday.
All that we know of so far is sometime between like when she went to bed and 6 o'clock in the morning, she had got up, gone out, and got into the elevator. And this beating happened in the elevator.
Prosser says most of the bones in Knab's face were broken during the beating at a hotel on Mexico's west coast. He says Knab is originally from Halifax. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
After recording a league-leading 7 points last week, Pittsburgh Penguins center Yevgeny Malkin was named the NHL's first star of the week today. Philadelphia Flyers left winger Scott Hartnell picked up the second star, and New York Islanders goalie Yevgeny Nabokov was the third star. Malkin scored 5 goals and 2 assists to help the Penguins win 4 straight games last week. Hartnell had 6 goals over that stretch, upping his total to 25 for the season, and is tied for 5th in league goals. Nabokov posted a 3-wins-and-no-losses record last week, with 1 shutout and a near 980 save percentage. Canada has a chance to move into top spot in the group standings tonight at the CONCACAF Women's Soccer Tournament at BC Place in Vancouver. Canada only needs a draw against Costa Rica to hold on to top spot in Group A. The Costa Rican team has the same number of points as Canada, with 6 points after 2 wins each against Haiti and Cuba. But Canada has the advantage on goals differentials, with 4 more goals scored in those games. Canada has already locked up a spot in the semifinals. The top 2 teams at the event will qualify for the London Olympics. And 2 of the marquee names of women's tennis will entertain the Rod Laver Arena. Top-seeded Caroline Wozniacki will take on defending champion and 11th-seeded Kim Clijsters tonight in Melbourne. In men's play, 2nd-seeded Rafael Nadal will play 7th-seeded Tomasz Bierdyk. Play resumes at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
It's a good day for singing in the rain because it keeps falling here in Belleville. Today we'll reach a high of 7 degrees. The rain will continue into this evening with possible flurries beginning overnight and a low at minus 1. Tomorrow, a chance of snow with the temperature steady at 0. And on Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a low minus 2 and a high of 0. Right now, it's 5 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose DeBarros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.